Hello everyone, and welcome to On the Tee with Dr. P, where we talk golf, but with an academic twist. This time, we're going to talk about the power of love. But no, not the love of golf, something a little different. It's love where you may not be looking for it. I'm so glad you've joined the class today. So let's get started. Okay, quick. Without thinking too much about it, I want you to think about and name a couple of your favorite brands. Okay, I'll give you a second. So think of your favorite brands just right off the top of your head. You know, for example, what is your favorite candy? Or how about your favorite shoe brand? How about soap? Or how about a car even? And it could be one that you don't even own. You can't afford, right? Well, for the vast majority of us, we have our favorites, okay? And this is a long-standing consumer behavior, because as you know, that's my background, of habitual behavior and learned behavior. You know, we've been using, you know, some of us have been using the same laundry detergent for years, right? And using the same brand of toothpaste for decades. And somebody taught us to do that. We've learned it from somewhere, whether it's through somebody else or through experience. And consumers are funny that way. We can be extremely loyal, and marketers love nothing more than when we are faithful to their brands. And believe it or not, I know this is kind of crazy, it seems, but consumers can become so impassioned with a brand that they literally have what we call in consumer behavior brand passion. And you only thought it was for love or something else, right? Yes, you heard me right. In consumer behavior, here's how we define brand passion. It's an emotional response which results from a brand and consumer interaction. So it's an emotional response, and we call that an affective response. You know, passion's a strong word to describe a brand, isn't it? But if you think about it, there are brands out there which have exceptionally strong followings. And some of the global ones you could probably think of right off the top of your head would be Apple, or Walmart, Google, Amazon, you know, but we can be just as passionate about brands which are not massive. It could be as simple as a cereal you enjoy almost every day. One of the oldest tactics in the marketing handbook to make us love our brands even more is to add a celebrity. We've seen this a million times, and I know you have too. And we know from years of academic research that celebrity endorsement, it does a few things, but it increases credibility of the brand. And one of the ways it does that is through how attractive the celebrity is. But it's also, it can depend on the level of expertise that the celebrity has. And the tactic of celebrity endorsement, it spans pretty much all industries and, of course, sports. And you would think, you know, wait a minute, aren't we golfers a little smarter than this? We've got to be, right? We don't fall for attractive expertise celebrities, expert celebrities, trying to sell us our next pair of shoes. Or do we? Surely we can see right through the slick marketing. We are stronger than this. We are smarter than this. Well, I came across a study that I thought was actually quite interesting. And it offered a few results to show us just how passionate and strong or not so strong we golfers really are. Now, this particular study surveyed a whole lot of golfers about brands of irons, of golf irons. And by the way, just as a side note, most of the survey participants were men. It was about 66% or so, because you know I've got to throw that in there, but we will save that argument for another time. Here are some of the few findings from this study, okay? Now, this had to do with brands and golf and golfing irons specifically. Here's the first major finding. Athlete attractiveness positively affects brand passion. Okay, so in other words, pretty people make the brand more lovable. Okay, number two, here's a second one, a second finding from this study. Athlete expertise positively affects brand passion. Okay, so if they sound like they know what they're talking about, then our passion and our love for the brand will increase. Okay, makes some sense. And then the last one that was important, the last important finding from this particular study said brand passion positively affects brand loyalty. Okay, if you love it, you love this brand, you're going to keep buying it. And as you've heard me say a million times, consumers are habitual and we do the same thing over and over and over and over until a marketer or somebody tries to stop that cycle. And that's a podcast for another day because there's all kinds of strategies to do that and they can work. But anyway, let's go back to the study. So these particular findings, and what does this mean for us golfers? What does it mean, or golfers in general? Well, it means that our brand passion will increase when a star golfer, you know, somebody, a celebrity, endorses a brand made to use in our sport. You know, it's worked well for several golfers. For example, of course, Tiger Woods, and, you know, his brand extended into several areas, including his own clothing and, of course, his sponsorship from Nike. I know when I was buying for the golf shop, you know, we had to have Tiger stuff in there, lots of hats, lots of stuff, because people came looking for them. So it worked. And, you know, Annika Sorenstam partners with Cutter & Buck Apparel, and she has her own, I guess we could call it an umbrella brand, which houses her foundation, her academy, and other ventures that she's into. So Tiger's famous smile and Annika's record score of 59 certainly helped elevate the brands which they associate. So expertise and attractiveness, you know, it apparently has worked. So the study, you can say, okay, sure. You know, we're sucked in, and before we even know it, we have a Tiger hat and we have an Annika scored. However, you know, it's all okay because we as consumers, we don't mind, right? We don't mind a bit. Passion has done that. We can't help it, okay? This, you can justify your next purchase this way, right? Well, you know, to put this in more of a perspective, recently a new brand has caught my eye, and Lexi Thompson, LPGA, launched her own line of skincare recently, and it's called Lexi Skin, two words, Lexi Skin, S-K-I-N. And the teasers were on social media for a while, you know, for a few months before it was launched. And, you know, her golf bag had, I'm pretty sure I saw it on a visor, boasts the Lexi logo that is a part of this. And of course, you know, you've probably heard me say, I am a Lexi fan, a big Lexi fan. So I was intrigued. But as a consumer behaviorist, I was intrigued probably even more. If you're a golfer, which most of us are on this podcast, you have probably heard of Lexi Thompson. And she's been around golf for a long time, and she's not that old. She's in her 20s, but she's been around what seems like forever. And she has, 10 or 11, I think it's 11 career victories. She's an Olympian, Solheim Cup. You know, she's got all kinds of other accolades. And she seems to always be hovering near the top of the world rankings and always, not always, but a lot of times finishing really well in some of the tournaments that she plays in. So superstar golfer, attractive, expert. Hey, let the brand passion begin. It's just let it go. Well, here's a quote from our study that I just mentioned. Quote, the physical attractiveness and expertise of an athlete endorser are key factors contributing to enhancing brand passion and in turn, brand loyalty. And it goes on to say, and brand passion had a significant impact on brand loyalty. Okay, so that makes sense so far. But another point that they made in the study was this, that quote, marketing practitioners, those out there in the field, need to consider celebrity product congruence rather than simply outstanding athletic performance of the potential endorser. So what they're saying there is, it's got to make sense. It's got to not be confusing that the celebrity and the product sort of go together. They sort of jive, and that matters just as much as simply outstanding athletic performance. Okay. Well, as straightforward as this sounds, some brands have made huge, and I guess I should say monumental mistakes as far as this compatibility or congruence jiving. Okay. For example, there was a time when, and some of you may remember this, especially in the United States, when Heinz, the ketchup brand, they decided to produce ketchup in different colors. And I'm still unsure of who in the marketing or the product development team did this. Well, anyway, I don't know what they were thinking. And in the end, purple ketchup and blue ketchup, it just didn't sit good with anybody. Nobody, even the kids who they were sort of marketing this to. But, neither did Harley Davidson perfume. Yes, that actually happened. Or Colgate, I don't know if you know that brand is known for toothpaste. They produce for a little while frozen entrees. And if you go online and look at it, you'll see the boxes of the lasagna, and it was bad. It was just bad. But Tiger's products made sense. Anika's did too. And I started thinking about, well, does Lexi's? According to our study, the answer should be yes, but maybe not all the way. Okay. Well, I don't really associate her with skincare. Maybe that's just something that will take some time. But believe me, marketing has a million time-based strategies that work. If you've ever said the words, that's grown on me. You hear a jingle and at first it drives you crazy, but then it eventually grows on you. That's a marketing strategy. But skincare and being attractive, remember our finding, from a minute ago in the first one, are certainly an easy association to make. Good skin equals attractive, at least in the marketing world. But as far as finding number two that I just mentioned a minute ago, there may be some work to do here because, at this point, I don't associate her expertise to be skincare. When you get on the particular website for the brand, I already had this perception of what it would maybe look like because I know her as a golfer, but there's not a ton of that there. Just a little bit as it describes her, but according to her personal website, her fitness line is on the way. Now, this is not a stretch at all. Her expertise with fitness, in my consumer mind anyway, is not a stretch at all. It's not confusing to make this association, unlike the purple ketchup. I don't think this is a particular ketchup debacle in the making. So fitness and Lexi make total sense. She's very open about her workout, all of that. But skincare, well, it may grow on me. How's that? Okay, so in the end, golfers are no better at escaping marketing strategy. And maybe this is because as much strategy as we use on the golf course, golfers are susceptible just as much in a moment of weakness. And all it takes is another three putt, and we're looking for a new putter to solve the problem, right? We too, golfers, have passion for our favorite brands. We have brand passion for our favorite players, and the products that they endorse are ones that they own. And golfers believe that, and just like any other sport or whatever, that we can be a little more like her or him by playing the same ball or maybe wearing the same shoe. It's how we relate to them. And it makes the celebrities and those that we admire in the golf game more like us, and it makes us more like them. And you know, after all, we all play this game, and we know the challenges and the victories that it can bestow on us. So to conclude, there's no question that passion is found on the golf course, but you may also find it in a jar of skin cream. So it may be somewhere that you weren't really looking for it. All right, folks. I just thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that study kind of reiterates that us golfers are susceptible to marketing, good or bad. I think it's good. I think it's okay. But that's the consumer behaviorist in me talking. I hope that you can find your passion with golf wherever that may be. And I think we can find it in all kinds of places, even when and where we weren't really looking for it. Email me anytime at onthetwithdrp@gmail.com. And look for this podcast and other particularly superb golf podcasts at TalkingGolf, TalkingGolf.com. And hey, find your passion, even if it is with a brand. And remember, always go for the flag.